You're listening to the audio production of The Lost Castle by Christy Cambron, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amy Rubinate. If I'm honest, I have to tell you, I still read fairy tales, and I like them best of all. Audrey Hepburn. Prologue. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called Repairer of Broken Walls. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Present day, Les Trois-Moutiers, Loire Valley, France. Crumbling walls were rare, beautiful things. They could display vulnerabilities without shame, for they'd already proven their worth in surviving generations' deep fractures and a multitude of fallen stones. Ellie held her breath as Quinn rowed their dory along the back of the moat surrounding the castle ruins. Her first full view in a clearing of weathered stone, night sky, and moon glow, unimpeded by the thicket of trees. Save for a bird's distant cry and the delicate ripple of the oars cutting through still water, the forest, too, appeared hushed, maybe even in league with their plan. To be struck down so, she hadn't expected it, even when she'd found herself face to face with the object of her quest. She edged up in her seat, kneeling in the bow. The dory wavered with the instinctive move. The only way to catch herself was to grip the side, digging her nails into weathered wood and peeling paint as she stared headlong into the storybook scene. Moonlight illuminated castle walls. Ghostly ruins took shape before her eyes. Forms.